And now the game where we ask people with extraordinary talents to do something that makes no use of those talents whatsoever. So almost exactly a year ago, Nick Wallenda, part of the great Wallenda family circus dynasty, walked across Niagara Falls on a tightrope on live TV. He must have missed the ferry. I don't know. He has a new memoir out called Balance, and in just 2 weeks or so, he will attempt to cross the Grand Canyon on a tightrope. Nick Wallenda, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You know, there are easier ways to get places, Nick.
I was thinking there were easier ways to get a round of applause.
So let's do a little bit of your background, and then we really want to talk to you about this Grand Canyon thing you're planning. So you are the great-grandson of Carl Wallenda, the famous aerialist, the head of the Flying Wallendas, right?
That's correct. My family started performing back in the 1780s, so over 200 years now we've been performing, and I'm now the seventh generation carrying on that illustrious industry.
Right, yeah, of circus work.
Wearing spangles.
Well, you don't. Actually, I noticed this, that at least in the recent videos of you I've seen, including your great Niagara Falls walk, the first man ever to walk across the whole falls on a tightrope, right?
That's correct.
Right. You didn't wear a spangly suit.
I don't. Actually, I the last time I wore a spangly suit, I think I was 12 years old.
Right.
I wear jeans and a T-shirt for most of my events.
12 is a painful age for spangles.
Trust me.
Because honestly, we've seen some of your videos, and you're doing these amazing things, but you're dressed like an entirely normal person. So it looks like you're not so much a trained acrobat and aerialist, but some drunk guy who happened to found this tightrope and was like, oh, this is a way to get to Canada. We'll try that out. So getting back to your growing up, I've read your memoir, and one of the things you talk about is growing up, how incredibly difficult it is and was to make your living in the circus. And you had to work hard. You, like, bus tables in a restaurant for years to support
That's
yourself?
Right. I did a little bit of everything. Bussing tables, waited tables, you know, everything you could imagine.
Could you hold a lot of trays and plates?
Like. Oh, absolutely.
Now, you did this stunt. You're the first person ever to do it. You walked across Niagara Falls on live TV, and you have a tether on holding you to the wire. And we were told that you really didn't want to do that.
I didn't. You know, for generations, it's been passed on to our family that a safety device, a net, a tether, is a false sense of security. One of my great-grandfather's older brothers actually fell into a net and bounced out, and because of that, he was adamantly against them. And his thought process was, and what he's passed on, is that if you have a safety device, your mindset is you're at ease, and your thought is it's okay, we can use it.
Right.
And to answer that question, my network partner came in 2 weeks prior to that event, about 2.5 weeks prior, and said, we're not going to air this unless you wear a tether. It was a surprise to all of us. We really don't know why it came on. And I had to wear a tether, which was extremely nerve-wracking because I'd never worn one up until then. And I was more nervous that it was going to get caught on something as I was walking and that it was going to cause me to fall.
Right, because that would be scary. Now,
it would be.
What's interesting to me is, as you say, there was a famous tragedy in your family in the early 60s where they were doing, I guess, the seven-person pyramid, and they fell, and as you say, an uncle of yours hit the net. And if I was watching somebody on a tightrope and I watched him fall into the net and then he bounced out of the net and hit the ground, I would not think the problem with that scenario was the net. I would think, you shouldn't be up there in the first place.
You know, it is hard for people, and I do try to look at it from the other side. I started walking wire at the age of 2, and I think my great-grandfather Carl Wallenda said it best. He said, life is on the wire and everything else is just waiting. And for our family, that really is true. This is really the life that I know.
Well, you're out there, I mean, you're not working in circuses, you're doing stuff in buildings and across Niagara Falls and pretty soon across the Grand Canyon. So what are the dangers? I mean, do you worry about a bird flying up and getting in your face? What's the weirdest thing that's happened?
You know, I have had birds land on my balancing pole. I have been stung by a bee while performing. All of that really comes down to training and preparation. Actually, when I was younger, my parents, as I was training, would sneak up behind me and shake the wire. Of course, I was down low. But just so that they knew, they'd throw a pine cone at me, so I was distracted, so that they knew that I would have enough focus to be able to stay on the wire no matter what would come at me.
So your parents' parenting skills were, they'd put you up on a high wire, and they'd stand there and throw pine cones at you. So tell us about, I'm really curious about this, you're going to cross the Grand Canyon. And
that's correct, on June 23rd, live on the Discovery Channel.
Right. Live, we hope. And
yes.
You're going to
start out live, I guarantee you that much.
All right. You will be live at one end. And this is, how far across is it?
It's approximately 1,400 feet across and about 1,500 feet high. It's actually higher than the Willis Tower.
We used to call the Sears Tower here in Chicago. So that's pretty high. And you're going to be out there. And this time, apparently, you're not going to have a tether and certainly not a net.
That's correct.
And you have not lined the Grand Canyon with pillows or anything like that.
Not yet. I'm working on that sponsor.
What is your pre-walk ritual?
It isn't anything you would expect. I'm not superstitious at all. I give my wife and kids a hug and a kiss and say, see you in a few minutes, just like I do when I go out to get groceries at night.
I don't want to know how you get to the grocery store. But really, you just say, okay, time to do the stunt.
That's right. Yeah, there's nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting. Of walking across the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, way to sell it, Nick.
Yeah. Okay, Nick Melendo, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Whoops.
Not one you often want to use in my line of
business. No. Last thing you want to hear somebody like you say. Your job requires precision, grace, care. Other people's jobs, not so much. We've got some examples of extreme clumsiness, stupidity, or both, taken from an annual compilation of unusual workers' comp claims put together by lawyer Thomas Robinson. Answer two questions about these dumb moves correctly. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their home voicemail. So, Bill, who is aerialist Nick Willenda playing for?
Kathy Lawler of Cary, North Carolina.
All right. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your first question. In 2012, a woman tried to sue for an injury she sustained at her job teaching at a high school when what happened? A, she got lead poisoning from constantly chewing her pencils, nervous habit. B, she had traumatic stress from, quote, seeing how those kids dress these days. Or C, she turned and ran straight into a concrete wall when a coworker showed her a snake.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B, she had traumatic stress from, quote, seeing how those kids dress these days?
That's my guess.
Yeah, you have teenage kids, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, no, actually it was C, the one with the wall and the snake. What happened was is that the snake was confiscated from a student, and the assistant principal stopped by this woman's schoolroom and said, hey, look at this. And she went, ah! And immediately ran into the wall. Her claims of injuries and post-traumatic stress from the incident were denied. However, even though that happened, a North Carolina office manager did get compensated for an injury she sustained when she did what? A, doing a classic facepalm gesture while holding a cream pie. Sploosh. B, trying to ride down the escalator rail after a big employee dinner. Or C, doing a trust fall with people it turns out she should not have trusted.
I'm going to say B.
Trying to ride down the escalator. You're right. It was a big dinner at one of these conferences. She had a lot to drink. And she decided to make like a Willenda. She thought it'd be fun to slide down the escalator rail. It wasn't. She fell, hurt herself, but she got compensated. All right. Last question. If you get this right, you'll have made it to the other side successfully. In 2009, a young worker in Illinois received compensation for an injury he suffered and what the court referred to as an act of chivalry. What did he do? A, he chased down a coworker who he thought had stolen his office mate's salad dressing. B, he was trying to dislodge a bag of Fritos from a vending machine with a, quote, shoulder block. Or C, he was leaning out the window to release a spider the receptionist refused to let him squish.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B, he was trying to dislodge the bag of Fritos from the vending machine?
That's my guess.
You're right! That's what he was doing. You know how it is. The coworker, had put the money in to get the Fritos. They were hanging there in the little spiral, and he's like, "I'll take care of it." And he gives it a shoulder block, and he manages to fracture his own hip. No word on whether the coworker got the Fritos. Bill, how did Nick Willenda do in our quiz?
He got 2 out of 3. That's a percentage that does not work in Nick's line of work.
But he did win, though, didn't he?
He won. Yes, everybody wins on the show.
You're
2 out of 3.
Nick Willenda is the author of the new book, Balance, A Story of Faith, Family, and Life on the Line. And you can watch Nick walk across the Grand Canyon live on TV on SkyWire Live with Nick Wallenda on June 23rd on the Discovery Channel. Nick, before we let you go, I got to ask, in the theater you say break a leg. What do you say to wire walkers?
I'm good with break a leg.
All right. Break a leg, Nick. Nick Wallenda, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm up on tying wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me.